Calling eight, okay. So I'm going to be calling as a number now, okay? Because I cannot hear you.
Hello, Andrea. This is Dr. Yolanda Cintron. Hello. Can you hear me? Hello? Am I supposed to read the questions and answer them?
I can hear you, doctor. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, yes. So the team has informed me that you have been using the product.
Hello? It sounds like a train. Hello? Hello.
Hello.
I can hear you now.
Okay, perfect. So the team has informed me, doctor, that you...
Are you moving papers? Or because it sounds really loud, like a train on this side.
Oh, no. It's pretty noise-free from my end.
Okay.
I wonder whether it's the it's a connection issue from my end, but let me check on that. Do you still feel the same?
Well, right now it sounds like you're speaking clear, but most of the time it sounds like we're in the middle of a train and the train is going through in between us.
Oh my. Okay, let's hope it doesn't get captured in the recording. I will be on mute anyway when you're talking about it, so I think we should be good.
Okay, very well.
Okay, so the team has told me that you've been using the product Dr. and Me TV for some time now. Would you like to tell us how you feel about the product? How do you like the videos done on your website? Anything about
I'm not sure you're speaking to the right doctor because I have not seen any product from Dr. and Me TV yet.
Oh, okay. I think then the approvals are given by by someone else then. All right, no worries, doctor. Okay, so we'll move on to the next question in that case. So when you're explaining, doctor, I will be on mute. So if I'm not responding, it's not because I'm not listening. It's because I need a very clear recording. So the first question is a brief introduction to yourself. How did you start and what made you like get into the profession of dentistry? What's your professional vision?
Well, my mission has changed throughout the years. Obviously, I started interested in becoming a cosmetic dentist because I knew that not being confident about one's smile would affect self-esteem and your life. If, you know, you're missing teeth in the front, you don't have the confidence. If you're, you know, have teeth that are decayed. So I always, since I was a child, I observed people's teeth, and I was always wondering why some people have really long teeth. Now I know that they are periodontally diseased teeth that are supra erupted out of the jawbone because of infection. But as a child, you know, you see things that you wonder, what is that all about? And you know something is wrong. So I was interested in more in the artistic aspect of dentistry. As I got into it more and more, I realized that a dentist is a doctor, and we really are saving people's lives. So now my mission has changed from a cosmetic point. I always have the eye for the cosmetic, but the reality is that patients are in shock when you tell them by looking at the x-ray that they have heart condition or a lung condition, or they have had a stroke or a heart attack. They, although they have heard of it, they really doesn't sink in until it happens to them.
Okay, great. So we'll move on to the next question. I will need an introduction about the International Center for Dental Excellence. When did you start this practice, and do you have any special equipment, special procedures? Basically, what makes you different than in comparison to other dentistries around your area?
Yeah, the International Center for Dental Excellence started 22 years ago. And my vision was to do cosmetic reconstructions and actually repair the relationship of the jaw with the maxilla, which is the lower jaw to the maxilla to the upper jaw, and acquire more balance, function. So we do have a special practice in the sense that I'm one of the few biological dentists that is also a cosmetic dentist that also does implants that are ceramic, that we use lasers to do extractions instead of like tools that are little hammers. So our practice is quite sophisticated in equipment, technology, but also what I call the intellectual information of how is it that all your teeth are conductors of electricity, and they are in, obviously the teeth are connected to the body and the different organs. And we help the patients put that relationship together. And it's really rewarding to see that somebody comes with a kidney infection or a sinus infection or a headache that they have had for 20 years. And it was connected to a tooth. As soon as we restore the relationship of the teeth with the jaw and remove the teeth that are toxic, the patients get well. So we see this on a daily basis. It's very rewarding because when I went to school, I never thought that a tooth was related to an organ. Last week, a patient of mine had a couple of root canals on the lower jaw and the front teeth. And those teeth are connected in the woman to the urinary tract, kidneys and the ovaries. And she had suffered for 20 years of a yeast infection and a urinary tract infection. And when I removed the teeth, she said, "This is the first time that I don't have what I have had for 20 years. You know, foul odor, urinary tract, and candida infection, and all those things." So she was crying. She's going to do
a little testimonial for us. Because this is what we see, you know, on a daily basis. People with breast cancer, the connection of the breast teeth to the breast meridians. So we do a lot of things that are different. For example, we do a testing, a biocompatibility testing of the blood. And then before we do your dental work, we can determine what materials we're going to order for you. So that way, the dental work would work with your immune system, not cause an immune reaction. So nowadays, people are becoming more sophisticated and more educated about, you know, putting the proper materials in their homes, in their bodies, in their clothing, in their shampoos. So the teeth also have a preference of dental materials that are unique by your DNA and your immune system. So we do that. That's a special procedure that we do. We also do a surgical extraction of infected jaw bones. There are called cavitations, and also extractions of the jaw of teeth that are root canal. We do biopsy on those teeth. We send it for a DNA biopsy testing, and we get a report of all the bacteria, parasites, or microorganisms that are living on the dead tooth in your jaw. So that's a tool that we give the patient for their own physicians to be able to help them. And if not, we'll guide them into a protocol of detoxification that would help them get out of the medical history and get into an optimal level of health. Also, we do intravenous vitamin C, which is a antioxidant. Vitamin C is a fabulous antioxidant like glutathione. And the antioxidants remove oxidation and oxidative stresses out of your body. So, for example, if you go on a plane and you get exposed to a lot of different bacteria and viruses, you go home, you're feeling weak, you get an intravenous vitamin C, and that would kill the bacteria and the viruses in your body, so you don't have to be sick for 2 weeks. So we find that when we do this, while we remove mercury, we do surgical extractions, the patients you heal really well and really fast.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to skip the question on porcelain veneers because I think New Year holiday and New Year and holidays points, I think actually don't. The team must have like mistakenly added that question. So porcelain veneers, what is a porcelain veneer? And what types of problems does veneer fix? And how does the procedure work in your practice? Down that line. And doctor, whenever you're explaining about these procedures, try to mention maybe at the beginning or end, at the end, try to mention the name of your practice so that the same will appear as a keyword on your back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we can start.
All right, very well. So at the International Center for Dental Excellence, we are experts in porcelain veneers and cosmetic procedures. Porcelain veneers is one of the products available for some people that are not happy with the coloring of their teeth, the shape. Maybe they are fractured, maybe they have pits, they have cavities. So it's a really easy procedure where we take some molds of your mouth and then we can send them for a wax up that would tell you the shape and the size of the projected, you know, veneers. We like to have the patient kind of preview the shape of the teeth before we go to final, which means that before the laboratory makes the veneer, we request a what they call a master ideal wax up, which is like when you're going to construct a house, you want to have an architect draw the plans. You don't want the contractor to start putting blocks here and there without having the ideal situation being on paper. So
So we do a three-dimensional master diagnostic workshop. And what this gives the patient the opportunity to appreciate the way the mouth is going to look after, because we use that same model to create the temporaries, so that way you can see the shape and the size. The color, we can always change. You know, we will give you a color similar to what you're asking, but if you want it lighter or darker, you know, we can make the determination the next day after you come and evaluate what we have done. The veneers are beautiful. They have been around for a long time, and there's different kinds of veneers for different people and different sizes, and that's where the expertise comes in. You have to determine what type of veneer and what size and what material. There's different materials that you can make it. So it's very simple. It's absolutely a beautiful product. And the benefits, it's fantastic. You know, I had a set of veneers constructed for myself. The first set of veneers I did, I had them for 15 years. And, you know, when I had them done way back in the early 90s or late 80s, the shades and the colors were different. Now, the bleaching has become very popular, but bleaching actually weakens the teeth. So if people want white teeth, the least dangerous to the nerve of the teeth is to put a veneer instead of bleaching the teeth to death. So the veneers are absolutely, you know, beautiful. I replaced mine because of the color, because I wanted to get a newer color. I did veneers and that kind of a work on my mom 20 years ago. She still has them. And most probably the person that has had the longest restoration that I have done is 30 years. So sometimes people change it for different reasons. You know, like I didn't want the color. In Hollywood, a lot of people just change the veneers because they have a performance and they want the teeth to be in a certain shape according to the character that they're, you know, portraying. I wouldn't recommend that, you know, for people to be changing their veneers. But it's a good product that would last a long time in patients that are, you know, cautious, and then they use a mouth guard when they go to sleep, because most people nowadays have a habit of grinding and clenching. And I have my theory that, you know, the cell phone towers and all the electromagnetic frequency is affecting the brains of people to a degree that everybody's grinding their teeth now. So as you can break your teeth, you can break the veneers. So that's why using a mouth guard is a very important recommendation for that. And that's what we do at the International Center for Dental Excellence.
Okay, perfect. So the next topic is laser dentistry. What is laser dentistry, and how do you use laser dentistry? In what procedures do you use laser dentistry? And how is it all done at your practice?
Yeah. At the International Center for Dental Excellence, we have been using lasers for over 20 years. Lasers are the most modern way of doing dentistry. For example, if somebody's going to get an extraction, they should ask their surgeon, do you have a laser? And are you going to use the laser for my extraction? Because the truth is that it's so much easier for the patient to heal from a surgical procedure where you use lasers. We have a couple of lasers. One of them is called a water laser, and it's a YAG laser. And the advantage of that laser, for example, I can kill bacteria. So if I was going to do an extraction or a periodontal therapy, we have a setting that allows us to kill the bacteria and kill viruses before we even do a surgical procedure, which is very healthy for the patient because, you know, you're starting
with all the bacteria dead before you open the surgical site. So I use the laser to kill bacteria, to kill viruses, to reduce pockets in periodontal disease. I use it as well to treat lesions on the lips that are herpetic lesions. You know, if somebody has a canker sore inside the mouth, also we can use the laser. If somebody has a lip that's tingling and itching, and you know that you're going to have a horrible lesion on the lip that's going to grow and be disgusting, you can come to the office way before all that happens, and we can treat it and zap it, and then it'll kill the virus, the herpetic virus on contact. So you don't have to go through all that pain and suffering and social embarrassment of having that. For extractions, I use the laser in a setting that would allow me to separate the gum from the bone very gently, and it would not cause bleeding. Because the laser cuts clean. It's very, very nice to use, especially on patients that have medical compromise. They are on medications for high blood pressure, and they have had heart attacks, and they have had situations where they don't coagulate. The laser is a beautiful instrument to have. We use it daily. We're very pleased. And once you, you know, drive a Lamborghini, it's very hard to go back to little hammers and chisels to be tapping teeth away. Another use that we have for the laser, for example, if somebody is tongue-tied, we can use the laser, and it will take a minute to untie the tongue. Or if somebody has a frenum that's holding the lip, or the lip is going up too high when they smile because the lip has a little bit of a string that's elevating it, we can just zap it with the laser and just bring it without any bleeding. And the patient can function, you know, the next day they're like, nothing happened. So the laser has so many different uses. One of my favorite uses of the laser is also when I do surgeries. Not only I remove the tooth with the laser, it has a hard setting for extraction. It also, I use it to remove the necrotic tissues and the cysts that are in the surgical site. And it removes it as a piece, and it's very clean, and it kills the bacteria. So at the same time, it coagulates, and the patients get rapid healing. So we have another laser that detects decay. So we put it on top of a tooth that's healthy, and that gives us the healthy number, usually between 1 and 5, and that usually is the resonation of the tooth into the laser. But when somebody has a cavity and you put it on top of the tooth, and it goes to 20, 30, and sometimes even 99, the reading is telling you that the laser has no resistance. And then it's bouncing back, and it goes really deep. So it tells us that not only we have a cavity, but it gives us an idea of the depth of the cavity, so we can prepare the patient mentally in the options of treatment. What is it that we're going to find? It gives us a little clue. So at the International Center for Dental Excellence, we believe that everybody is an ideal candidate for laser dentistry. And I wouldn't have it any other way if I had the choice to have a surgeon perform a surgery on me. I would want to do it with somebody that has a laser. Unfortunately, most people do not have a laser. So it's costly, but it's necessary because is it the times that we live, we have the technology. So I believe that the patients deserve to be treated with the technology that would be best for them.
Okay, great. So the next tip on smile makeover. What is smile makeover? And why should anyone consider a smile makeover? What are the treatments for a smile makeover?
Well, at the International Center for Dental Excellence, we are proud to say that we are experts in smile makeovers. A smile makeover is something that even young people come to get done. It's when you have you're not happy with your smile. For example, it's very simple to understand as somebody's getting older and your lip is folding down and now you cannot even see your teeth. And maybe your teeth have been grinding down by age and time, or the color is not appealing. You are trying to, you know, be competitive in a world that the younger generation is going to be, you know, most probably chosen before somebody that is in their 40s or 50s. You know, the workforce is becoming very competitive and people are competing professionally. And the truth is that as we get older, our teeth age with us. So when I go to a social event, when somebody smiles, I can tell how old they are just by looking at their teeth. But not if you're my patient. Because if you're my patient, I'll give you the smile of an 18-year-old or a 20-year-old. And most women would want that. I had a patient recently tell me, "Where have you been? I wish I did this 25 years ago." I said, "Well, I have been a dentist for 32. So most probably I could have helped you." And she said, you know, now she's in her 70s. If she did it in her 50s or late 40s, she would have enjoyed almost all those years with a beautiful smile. And I said, "Well, now is the day that you're able to do it. Now is the time that you have found me. And then what color do you want me to give you?" So she said, "Well, because I'm old, I don't want to have old-looking teeth. I want the beautiful color that young woman has." So that's what we did. We gave her an absolutely beautiful shade of color, and she honestly looked 20 years younger after we did her teeth. It was unbelievable. So that is something to celebrate. Now, some people get smile makeovers because maybe they had a car accident and they were drinking and something broke a tooth in the front. And they're getting married. They're getting engaged. They want to get married or get, you know, they want to find a significant other. So more and more people, especially men in their 40s, they're seeking to be competitive. You know, the 20-something-year-old is coming along and they're hiring the younger guy or the younger woman. So we really see that the benefit is you look younger. We definitely would make sure that you're healthier. We'll teach you how to maintain it. And the benefit is not only health and cosmetic, but also self-esteem. If you don't feel confident about smiling, then that's going to have an impact in the amount of smiling that you do. And they have done studies where the people that smile the most, they release endorphins and they're actually happier. So from a psychological point of view, from an emotional point of view, from a business point of view, and from a relational point of view, a smile makeover is a beautiful investment. And many people tell us, "I did plastic surgery, I lost weight, and it never occurred to me that redoing my smile would actually make me look younger than any of all those things put together." But here at the International Center for Dental Excellence, we're here to show you the possibilities in giving you the smile that you deserve.
Great. So the next question is about teeth whitening. Who would need teeth whitening? And what do you exactly do when you say you're going to whiten someone's teeth? And you can start off by explaining what actually causes discolored teeth.
Very well. So discolored teeth, as I see it, usually occur from a poor hygiene, people not being aware that they have to be brushing their teeth and flossing their teeth after every meal, every day, not maintaining regular cleanings with a professional hygienist every 2 months, no longer than 3 months. Maybe using a straw when you're drinking something with color, because if you drink red wine, for example, or you drink coffee or tea, all that is going to start staining your teeth. But if you go to the hygienist on a regular basis, if you must do those things because you want to have a life and enjoy all those things, then you have to then embark into being responsible about how you're going to maintain that away. So I am a cosmetic dentist, and the ideal patient for bleaching is very few and far in between. Bleaching, the way it works, it's going to open the pores of the dentinal tubules and the enamel, and it's going to cause those tubules to be open. And then when you drink coffee, tea, or red wine, is going to go even deeper. So although I'm a cosmetic dentist, I can see how the patients that use teeth whitening actually cause damage to their teeth. And the box of Crest white strips do not explain that. But for the 32 years that I have been a dentist, I see more damage than good about bleaching. So if somebody is going to ever choose that procedure, I would recommend you do it only if you don't have fractures on your teeth, only if you don't grind your teeth, only if you don't have gum recession. Because if you do have fractures in your teeth, gum recession, or grinding cracks in your teeth, the bleaching actually can cause damage. So if you have perfect teeth, that they don't have fractures, you don't have gum recession, and you don't have sensitivity, bleaching might be good for you. And I only recommend it maybe once every 5 years.
Perfect. So that brings us to the last question, Doctor, all about crowns and bridges. What is a dental crown or a bridge, and what to expect from the placement of the same? And what materials do you use to do a crown? How long will it last? How should one maintain it, etc.?
At the International Center for Dental Excellence, we offer different materials of crowns and bridges. A crown is a restoration that is going to restore a tooth that is weak, and is going to contain the walls of that tooth within the confines of the inside of that crown. Many people have the question, what's the difference between an inlay, an onlay, and a crown? It is maybe the same material can be used, but the size of the restoration is going to determine the name of the restoration. Now, a bridge is a different ballgame. A bridge is when you're missing a tooth and you're not a candidate for an implant, or you do not desire an implant, or you do not desire a removable partial denture, then a bridge is something that may be for you. And the way that it's done is you have two teeth and one missing in the middle. The two teeth, whatever old restoration or bondings you have on the teeth that are going to hold the bridge has to be removed, and then they're going to be replaced with the bridge. Now, how do we choose materials for a crown or a bridge? It's going to be determined by your immune system. We will draw blood, send it to a laboratory that does biocompatible testing of materials, and that's a good investment. To invest the $350 that it will take you to find out what materials, because nowadays people are developing a lot of autoimmune and medical conditions. So you don't want to have something in your mouth that is going to be the
culprit or the root cause of an autoimmune situation, or aggravate the situation that you already have. So I have bridges that I've done 30 years ago and they're still standing. But I think that it has to do with the maintenance and the care that the patients are given to the restorations. We can go from a bridge that is made out of a ceramic material, like a zirconia, to a gold bridge, which is a precious metal. Both are adequate for different patients, and then the application would be determined according to the needs of each individual patient. One material doesn't fit all people. And how to maintain it? Flossing, brushing, cleaning your tongue, visiting your hygienist that has special dental tools that can go underneath all these restorations, and not snacking a lot. I think that people that have really great hygiene and they eat their three meals and they brush right after every meal are the people that have the best outcomes. People that are snacking on almonds and little snacks every half an hour and they brush only in the morning and night, they are not going to break the bridge or the crown, but they may get recurrent decay, which is the type of decay that happens when the food gets accumulated at the gum line of the teeth. So we like to educate our patients at the International Center for Dental Excellence so they can get a good bang for their money long term.
Great, doctor. Do you have any other topic which you would like to discuss, which we did not touch upon?
I believe that we do surgical extractions and we restore the areas for ceramic implants, and we use plasma rich growth factor, which is taken out of your own blood. We have equipment that separates the factors of growth, and in the blood, there's life in the blood. It's beautiful. So
okay.
When you have
you
life
like
in the blood,
do a bit of do a part recorded for that particular procedure, because I think zirconia in dental implants we have already covered in one of our previous recordings. I mean, not today. Zirconia in dental implants we have already covered.
Okay.
So that the last procedure what you mentioned, would you like to do a recording for that now?
Sure.
Okay, you can start.
All right. So at the International Center for Dental Excellence, we have equipment that facilitates for us to draw blood from the patient, and that blood has plasma-rich growth factors. Not only is used to reconstruct the extraction sites and get healing, quick healing, and painless extractions, but also we can use it for the face and do cosmetic procedures on the face to rejuvenate the skin and produce more collagen and introduce the factors of growth, so it stimulates the collagen to be formed and replicated. So I think that's a really great service that we have in conjunction with the intravenous vitamin C, because those are two ways of rejuvenating people. And at the International Center for Dental Excellence, we love to make you look younger.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for joining me today, Dr. I think we got a great recording done.
Okay, thank you so much, Andrea. God bless you.
Okay. Bye-bye.